Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released new data supporting the effectiveness of Pfizer and Moderna boosters for protecting people against the Omicron variant in the U.S. More from NPR's Rob Stein.
The CDC released three reports documenting the benefits of boosters. The studies confirm fears that the first two shots of the vaccines are less protective against Omicron than against Delta. But the research shows that getting a third shot restores most of that protection, reducing the risk of getting so sick that people need care at emergency rooms and urgent care centers or need to be hospitalized. The new research confirms the benefits of boosters from other countries, such as Israel. Millions of eligible people in the U.S. still haven't gotten boosted, and millions more still haven't gotten their first shots. Rob Stein, NPR News.
President Biden is making plans to visit Japan later this year. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president accepted an invitation from Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to visit Japan when he hosts a meeting of leaders working together to counter Chinese influence in the region.
President Biden will also meet with the leaders of Australia and India, who, along with the United States and Japan, make up the group known as the Quad. Biden accepted the invitation during a meeting with the Japanese prime minister. The two leaders spoke about their shared interests in a free and open Indo-Pacific region. In addition to addressing concerns about China and North Korea, the two leaders discussed the ongoing crisis in Europe and committed to work closely together to deter any Russian aggression against Ukraine. The White House said Japan has pledged to work with the United States and allies in taking strong action should Russia invade Ukraine. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
In what amounts to a tit-for-tat move against China, the Biden administration today announced it will suspend 44 China-bound flights from the U.S. by four Chinese carriers. The move coming in response to the Chinese government's move to suspend some U.S. flights over COVID-19 concerns. Administration action comes after Chinese authorities suspended 20 United Airlines, 10 American Airlines, and 14 Delta Airlines flights after some passengers tested positive for COVID. A Texas man was arrested today for threatening to kill government officials in Georgia. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav has the story.
Chad Stark posted an ad on Craigslist last January asking Georgians to kill three government officials for $10,000. The Leander, Texas man called the officials, quote, treasonous and railed against Black Lives Matter, local law enforcement, courts, and Antifa. He wrote, quote, if we want our country back, we have to exterminate these people. It's the first indictment brought by the new Elections Threats Task Force. The indictment redacts the names of the targeted officials. Georgia election officials received numerous death threats after its electors went to President Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 450 points. This is NPR. Thousands of abortion rights protesters marched in Washington, D.C. today amid a growing sense of momentum about the prospects this year for a sweeping rollback of current law. The March for Life was held as the U.S. Supreme Court has indicated it will allow states to impose tighter restrictions on abortion, with a ruling in coming months and possibly even overturning the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that affirmed the constitutional right to an abortion. Participants expressed optimism about the possible rules changes marching to the U.S. Supreme Court. Abortion rights groups say at least 26 states are in line to limit abortion access if Roe is weakened or overturned. The man the world knew as Meatloaf died Thursday night, according to a post on his social media page. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, the musician, born Marvin Lee Ade, was 74 years old and had been working until shortly before his death.
Meatloaf's major label debut made him an immediate entertainment sensation. Bat Out of Hell from 1977 remains one of the best-selling albums of all time. Record executives were at first leery of its theatrical grandiosity. Its success spawned two sequels. Meatloaf was born in Dallas to a mom who sang gospel. He acted in the movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show and dozens of other films and stage shows. A consummate performer, Meatloaf continued touring long after being diagnosed with a serious heart condition. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Global oil prices slid for a second straight day. Crude oil futures fell 0.5%, down 41 cents a barrel to $85.14 a barrel. This is NPR.